Hi, I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
In this podcast, we have honest conversations about sex so you can enjoy more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to pleasuremechanics.com and hitting the Ask Us Anything button. While you're there, we invite you to check out our complete suite of online courses and video guides designed to help you become a better lover and have more fun in bed. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX to receive 20% off any of our online courses or videos. In this episode, we're going to be answering a question submitted by a listener about how to get what she really wants in bed. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading the question.
Erica writes, "Hey ladies, I'm a 27-year-old woman and in a 2-year relationship with a man. I love him and can see this being a lifelong thing. He is a sweet and sensitive lover, and that is great most of the time. In past relationships, I've enjoyed rougher sex, what I would call fucking, rather than making love. Sometimes I want him to stop being so nice and just fuck me breathless. Can I have both? How can I ask without hurting his feelings? Thanks, Erica." Oh, this is such a juicy one. I think this is a really common experience, actually, and one that we hear a lot from people. So I'm excited to dive into this.
Then go ahead.
I think a lot of people find it much easier to access this kind of bestial, animalistic...
Fucking
with people they don't know very well or that they don't really care about. Somehow we have so much more permission in ourselves to kind of unleash this, some might call it dirtier part of ourselves, though that can get problematic, so I don't really think anything about sex is dirty, but you know what I mean, where it's this kind of less loving, more physical,
rough, let him have it kind of sex.
Uncaring, in a way. And that becomes so much harder for people to access when they love someone. We hear this so often, that it's a different energy. There is more of a care, there's a love, there's a concern. And finding this part of yourself in that relationship is so much harder to access. But we do believe it's possible, but there are some techniques or skills to getting there. But I think the first thing to know is I think that it is possible, and that's wonderful that you're being honest with yourself and saying, I love this man, and there's something I'm missing in my erotic life that I actually am craving a bit.
So let's be clear here. The difference between fucking and making love is not in the physical act. We're assuming you're talking about vaginal intercourse here, but no matter really what the sex act, the difference between experiences is much more about the erotic energy than it is the physical act. And when we talk about erotic energy, we mean the intention and the energy that fuels the exchange. So we often talk about the simple kiss. Meeting your lips upon another person's lips can be sweet, it can be rough, it can be coy, it can be teasing, it can be dominant. It can really be any different kind of experience depending on the energy you bring to it. And so when I hear the difference between fucking and making love, I'm seeing what you're talking about as really an energetic difference and how that intention might create a different physical experience in your body. So I think the first step here is really getting specific about what kind of experience you're craving, because fucking and making love can mean different things to different people.
Right, that's a great point. So in your craving, what exactly are you wanting? Because some people can access these parts of themselves through verbal...
dirty talk.
Right. Some people love that. And for other people, that's not so much. It's more about pulling your hair or being doggy style or...
biting your neck or pinning your wrists down or the speed and depth of penetration.
Or being up against a wall. Like there are all these different... and those are all acts. And so that's separate from the erotic energy that you're wanting to explore.
Well, it's inspired by the erotic energy, right? So let's start at the beginning of our little list there and talk about talking and how you name one another during sex. So if you're going for more rough, dominant sex, you might like being called a dirty little slut.
Like, some people love that.
Which is different than being called, oh, you are so beautiful. I love you so much, my queen. Which is super sweet and romantic. And those can coexist in the same relationship. And I think this is what we lose sight of. With the same person, you can explore different kinds of erotic energies, which then fuel different acts, which then create different experiences. So kind of think of that equation, like energy leads to acts, leads to experiences. So talking, how you name one another, the positions you're in, like missionary style, where you're gazing in one another's eyes and kissing each other during intercourse, can be super sweet and loving, but it is a different experience than being on all fours as he slams into you and slaps your ass and calls you his little bitch. Like, that's a different experience altogether. So in your differentiation and going back through your past experiences, we invite you to get very specific about what you want to experience. Like, make a list if it helps you. Write it down. List the things that you found really arousing, and then you can ask for them.
But as you said with the kissing, that you can experience the whole range of erotic energies in that. You can experience fucking in a missionary position, for sure.
Definitely.
And so remembering that, and as you're exploring what you have enjoyed in the past, perhaps don't expect it to look exactly the same with your current partner. And as you are communicating with your partner about wanting to explore fucking as well as making love, as you guys are already doing so beautifully, you really don't have to bring up your past lovers. There are ways to communicate that you are craving exploring this more bestial, animalistic, rougher side of yourself with him without naming that you've enjoyed it in your previous relationships.
Some people are more or less sensitive to that. Some right. people find it very arousing and exciting to hear about your past, and other people get really jealous or alienated or start feeling like they can never compare to your past lovers.
Or feel insecure. Yeah.
Yeah. Proceed with caution. Only you know what will work in your relationship. So what we've covered so far is getting clear about the experience you want, trying to start getting very specific about the kinds of acts and energy that make this experience possible for you. And I think we got a little confused there, so I just want to be clear that the same act can be fueled by different erotic energies. So a kiss can be very dominant or it can be very tender, anywhere in between. But different erotic energies inspire different acts as well. And so it's a bit of a mix there, right? Like, we have all these different sexual acts that we can combine in different ways, and we can bring different energies to each of the acts, and they start to look a little different. So a tender kiss might be very soft and sweet, whereas a dominant kiss, you might have a little nibble on the lip or a lot more pressure behind the kiss, or your hand might be grasping her hair and holding her to you. And so these nuances start fueling different kinds of experiences. But I think what's really important is to be able to ask for what you want specifically, so it doesn't just come off as like, you know, I really wish we had rougher sex once in a while. Because what does that mean? That doesn't really give him a map to follow to create the experience you're looking for.
And it's framed in kind of a negative way of like, I'm a little bit disappointed and I wish we could be experiencing something else, which is harder to hear, as opposed to, I love the sex we're having. I love being with you. And recently I've been curious about exploring this other part of me that I want to play with a little bit. And I'm wondering if you'd be up for exploring it together. You know, it's a different kind of invitation. And then it's like, oh, what does that mean? And then you can kind of get into the details of more of what you're craving, but you're like inviting them into a different experience. And talking about these sorts of things outside of the bedroom is often easier and less charged than having the conversations in the bedroom. Because a main thing with men too is sometimes they don't know that they are allowed to be rougher. We live in this culture where there's so much sexual violence. Men's eroticism and sexuality is often neutered or castrated because it is a dangerous culture that we live in. So when you're in a relationship where you feel safe, you trust them, then that's a perfect moment to let them know that actually you would love to experience a little bit more roughness with them because you know that you trust them. So having a conversation and letting them know that because you trust them so much, you would love to explore this rougher element together is really important, I think, to let men unleash this part of themselves and to kind of put aside the good guy syndrome that I think a lot of really wonderful men have adopted because they want to respect women.
Right. You need to give him permission for fucking. Permission to fuck granted. And what I mean by that is tell him what you find arousing about it. Give him specifics about what you want to experience. And then kind of egg him on to unleash more dominant energy and more of that force upon you. And so if what you mean by you like to be fucked is that you want harder, faster penetration, you want a little bit more force from his body, you want a little bit more energy behind it, name those things specifically and then play your role of encouraging it. So start responding to it when he gives you a little bit more, affirm what he's doing right, and kind of create the conditions to let him express those kinds of energies. Because it can be intimidating, and especially if he's not used to that kind of sex, you need to think of it as a new sexual skill that he's developing and encourage it when it's going well and respond and be the match to that erotic energy.
You want to coax it out of him.
Yes.
And, you know, when he's beginning to speed it up or with a little more intensity, you know, you can be like, yes, yes, give it to me. You know, sort of, it's, you're encouraging, you're drawing it out of him, and you're letting him know when what he's doing is beginning to feel good in that way.
And some lovers, so when we talk about rough sex, it's not necessarily you have to be super submissive and he's going to be dominant. That's one formula for rougher sex. Others like to get into this mutual rough wrestling kind of mode where you're both bringing force, and that can be super hot for a lot of people. Some people like slapping each other, so like slapping his chest while he's fucking you or digging your nails into his back, and sometimes that can kind of coax him on and bring out a little bit more aggression from him. And so you need to find the formula that's going to work for you. Is it you being dominant and demanding that he fuck you and being super like ordering him around and making him your sex slave? Or is it about him being dominant and you being super submissive and yielding? Or is it this meeting in the middle and both of you being really aggressive? All of those can lead to a fabulous experience of being fucked breathless, as you say. And I really like that term. And what that term tells me is that you want an experience of exhaustion. And this is a kind of sex that I think a lot of people crave, where you fuck away the stress, you fuck away your daily concerns, and you're just in a puddle of sweat and heaving breath and naked bodies, and you then get to rest there. And it's super cathartic, and it's really releasing. And if that's what you're craving, then you need to bring the energy to get there. So it's kind of a mutual dance that you'll be doing, but it starts with asking specifically for what you want, and then bringing it out of him through the kind of behaviors that will arouse him and inspire him to fuck you silly.
I also want to add that we have another podcast episode that is about rough sex, how to get started.
Yes.
So definitely look for that. And we also have an entire guide on spanking, ooh, which may or may not be part of your desire for fucking. But for some people, including that kind of erotic energy into the encounter before sex, for instance, can kind of get you in that zone of a more animalistic, bestial kind of sex play. So those are two other resources of ours I would highly recommend checking out.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because learning spanking together is a very specific way to get him to be more aggressive and to go through the communication exercises and all of the skills we offer that will show him what you want to take. Because spanking, like all the other sexual acts, can be really sweet and romantic, or it can be really rough and dominant and forceful. And we guide you in that video course to get what you want by asking for it. And so if spanking appeals to you at all, that could be a really fun way to set the stage and say to him, look, there's this other part of me that's itching to come out, and I really want to be like this erotic creature with you that can get rough and tumble, and this is how we're going to do it. It gives you a roadmap that's really specific, and it introduces this whole new fabulous sexual skill into your sex life together.
But I think the fundamental piece is that most of us, I think, actually have these different parts of our sexual expression. One that is more holistic and tender and beautiful, and another that is a little rougher. I think it's awesome that you are being honest with yourself and letting yourself and giving yourself space to explore these different parts of yourself. I think in truth, most of us have these different sexual energies that we want to explore, and sometimes we don't know how, and we have limits on what we think of as being acceptable and reasonable to explore with somebody that we love. Because I think the culture has this idea that the rougher stuff is less valuable,
Well, it's also romantic. Our culture says romance is soft and sweet and tender. And you even flippantly use the word uncaring in the beginning to talk about animal sex.
Mm.
Animalistic sex.
Not animal sex.
Let's be clear. And I think that was, you didn't mean that as uncaring, but I think sometimes we slip up because we have this idea that rougher fucking is something you do casually, but once you get romantic with someone, it's all about roses and champagne. And I think it's actually deeply romantic and deeply caring to give your lover what they want in different moments, even if that's rough fucking, doggy style, slapping her on the ass, calling her a dirty little slut. She really is your beloved wife. But for that moment, in that scenario, you can use those kinds of words to create an emotional response and to create arousal. And if that gives her what you need, you're being a great partner.
If that's what she's into.
Like, and the whole good guy syndrome about never wanting to hit a woman because that's wrong. Well, it's wrong to hit a woman or anyone out of violence. But if spanking a lover gives them an experience of pleasure and catharsis and intensity that they're craving, then you're doing them a service.
It's a generous sex act.
Right. And so I think it's about contextualizing these things within your relationship and not thinking of it as less romantic or less sweet, but thinking of it as giving one another what you really need in different moments, because that does change. We're not one person sexually. We are many people. And because there's so many facets to each of our individual sexualities, and when we can bring different parts of ourselves, then sex with the same person can look so many different ways. And that's so important, especially for long-term relationships where you don't want to have the same sex over and over again. You want to switch it up. You want to explore different erotic energies. And the way to do that is to get specific, ask for what you want, and coax that kind of behavior out of them by playing your role in the scenario.
We talked a little bit about the good guy syndrome, and I think women have this very deep idea of the good and bad girl, and good and bad girl sex, and what's allowed and what's not allowed. So I think for all of us, there is really profound cultural ideas of what's okay and not okay. And I think that the more of us that can integrate these two sides of us in relationships that we're enjoying being in, makes so much more possible and makes our sex life so much more exciting and rich and an honest representation of who we are and what we enjoy, and makes the future exciting.
Yeah, and who knows what he's excited about and what he's fantasizing about. You know, your lover may be just as interested in rough sex as you are, but because you haven't asked for it and you haven't talked about it, he might think he's giving you what you want. And sounds like he is, for the most part. and you're ready to unlock a new door and explore a whole new wing of your kingdom together. How's that? And we wish you well. If you have any questions as you have these conversations, you can always ask us anything. And if any of our listeners have any questions about any part of your sex life, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, hit the Ask Us Anything button, and we are here for you. While you're there, please explore our online courses and video guides designed to help you become a better lover and create the amazing sex life you deserve. Use the promotional code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off any of our offerings.
So Erica and everyone else listening, I hope that there has been some fodder in this podcast for you to integrate more of your authentic sexual selves and find ways of communicating that with your lover so that you can be experiencing even better sex than you're experiencing right now. Let us know how it goes. We're here for you every step of the way. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.